sing this week. There was one glorious evening when my daughter went out.
Oh.
And my son was gone too. It was like, and I sang for 2 hours.
Oh.
It was like Wednesday. And the thing that happened was the red voice started to come out. I could hear it, and it was in all of my songs. And I was like celebrating it and loving it and singing. I did a recording on Monday at a studio near my house that I found. So I'm going to start going there like 3 times a week because I need a lot of songs, need vocals. And I don't care if they're final or the best, you know, I'm just going to keep moving forward. So when I did my recording on Monday, it was all blue voice. It was Wednesday when I found the red voice. When I went on Friday, I found that I started with red voice but pulled back. And I had elements on both the songs I did that I don't like. And it has to do with when I get to a big number in the chorus and I want to go a little like stronger and I hear the red voice and I pull back and it's like a funny tone. It's like wavering. What it is I have a waver in my voice because when it does get strong, I don't allow it.
Right.
I'm afraid to hurt the microphone. I could play you my recording. You'd see exactly what I'm talking about.
But... Okay, please.
Oh, okay.
I have to keep taking breaths.
Your beautiful face. You are an angel in the sky.
Angel.
Why are you stopping?
I don't feel I have enough delivery power and I have to grab a breath.
Because your jaw is still very involved.
Okay.
I want, what are the words? You are.
You are.
And your tongue, look, I'm going to show you where your tongue is. You are.
Oh, it's back.
It's pulled back, which means it's pressing down on your larynx. Okay. And then that causes your jaw to become involved. So, you know, that's why we work on these.
And I was working on that this week.
And you are. See my tongue? You are an angel in the sky. What are the words?
Like a butterfly.
Okay, like.
Too wide.
Like a butterfly. Okay, there are so many things that happen when you compress all of the vowels. Okay.
It's so hard to remember to change it.
You need to have this canister in here. The pharynx has to be blown up like a sail. Like a butterfly, like a butterfly.
Yeah.
I've got my larynx is popped up. This is all compressed in here. So there's no resonance. So it sounds thin. When you say, you are an angel, it's very lovely. You could sing that to your baby.
No, but it doesn't express how you really feel.
But I think that you're singing it to your baby. I think this is an important thing to notice here about why you're singing the way you're singing.
Yeah.
You know?
This sweetness, this innocent, like you said, a baby. Lullaby. I'm a little like a lullaby singer.
Yeah.
Healing. I'm healing myself. I'm trying to heal other people. Here, I'll show you the part where it stuck out for me. You're my lovely light, just not in sight. It was very important for me to express. It's like... For people that are grieving, they can't cope with the loss, but it's like, you just can't see it, but it doesn't mean it's not there.